Beginning current daf, Masechet Sota daf Tezayin, beginning with Beis, beginning with Tezayin, beginning with the Gemara, my Havala. So what was the conclusion? Like Rashi explains regarding the question mentioned before, if there's no offer, do you put Hefer? Shetei Sestem, it's a wonder, Michael, but what's the Gemara asking? Kivin to laugh, Shiru Havala, we just came out that there's no other case left over from Mitzayim and Kain, so if that's the case, the Tifshet, they should resolve, we don't leave over one case. There's some Tezayin, what you could say is, no, delay is Baruch Hu HaDishur, it wasn't clear regarding this one left over, Imashim Tamek Adbrish, like we explained, and therefore, V'lav Shiruhu, and if it wasn't left over, or maybe Imushim the Tana Nachas Lejura, maybe the Tana did want to leave it over. I mean, it's not clear, it wasn't a total rejection. We just didn't say definitively. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, so Lamaisa, what's the conclusion? Next text, Mata begins the Gemara, maybe Mayim Shadam Tziba Nikabam. So you bring water, that the blood of the bird will be recognizable on it, but Kama, and how much is that? That's Revius. But Abanan, they say, Nahulu Gufe. So that's necessary for the Halacha itself, which Tais explains, Kashalu Rabbi, there's a difficulty to my teacher. Hacham, I hear the Gemara tells the Rabbanu Pligelo, as the Maschil is saying that they disagree. They say, no, it's not telling you how much blood is recognized with Rabbis. They hold it could even be more. So they see that they disagree regarding halacha Rabbis. Problem is, the paragraph in the Gemara knows that Lamad Chasim Ravka Chashabla, but how the S Rabbis, this halacha is mentioned as 1 to 10 Rabbis that we have in halacha. We have Mechamesh Chabirto from the 5 that are white, and there's 5 that are red, and this is from the 5 that are white. There's nothing else. I have what is. Maybe that they brought this earthenware vessel, etc. Oh no, they couldn't say the halacha of our Mishnah, the Seiter, because we're not going to talk about case of Machlekes. Question is, what the Mitzvah Nami plugged in? Because what do you mean? We just, as Tyson proved from Adivim Maschel, that Mitzvah is also Machlekes and still mention one of the Rebbeis. Says Tyson Benira, it seems the hog plucked the halacha. This machlekes that we're having over here, like damel plukti the ma'aseh asim, it's not similar to the machlekes that the mission that the Gemara mentions over there. For example, nightly damel echad vafel shnayim. When you take your hands for one person, then the revis you could use them for two people. The revis the polikosim and revis disagrees. But the perikam of the mesachzi daim, he says no, let's take the revis. You can't have two people using the same revis. The boy la'achad nami revis. The last guy needs his own revis. And mechem asnit no, you maybe payol shalchad. So to regard let's say the halach of our mishnah that the Gemara asks from, which Gemara says you can't use it because it's machlekes. You bring the earthenware vessel. The Tanakh Kamad Rabbi Yehuda Leisagli Rabbis. It's not enough for Rabbis. So the Chinga Bevitel Meraglam. So to let's say Grand Halach of nullifying urine. The Kama Tanakh Kamad Kosher says it's enough just with a little bit. So Avol Hach. So there's a fundamental Machlekes. Avol Hach Rabbanim Moed Bevachas Rabbis Leiv. So here Rabbanim agree that it's not possible less than Rabbis. Vibayin if you want to, yes, Agi Rabbis enough for Rabbis. Me lekitchila, and this is an important key word. Maybe chatz. Look, initially you should bring a half a look. And then perish per gedal. Says the guy, "Kitzim tans mitzayim. How do you prove it? Mitzayim. We maybe peyol shachaz to bring peyol shachaz chadasha, a new earthenware vessel. But nice lantech chatz like mayim chaim. You would put in there a half a look of mayim chaim. And what did not perish? They made this menachah pechaz manal revis mahoyse mishamesh. What was revis used for? Revis mayim mitzayim. That's your bishmol. That's your bishmol. But the chacham initially require having a chatzilug, but they don't disagree that b'diyevitz can work on revias, so that's not considered such a fundamental machlekes that it wouldn't be mentioned halachas of revias. Next test master begins the gemara. Maybe ma'am shadam nikabem. So you have to bring the amount of water that the blood is recognizable. And makama, how much is that revias? That's gonna be revias of water. The type of test has to take a second look. He says, we're gonna say, wait a second. Think the blood's not recognizable even when more than a is of water. But non per examine themselves in McFoy's or my slides brought big moral become in many places. Bishila Pek of the Shkid School, the end of the first pecking in Shkid School, and the of Medalov, and Perkam the Makas of Gimel Bays, Gimelug and Mime. Yep, Halacha, 3 look in the border. Shanofal Techan Court of Yain, the fell in a court of a wine. Umalin Kamara Yang. Its appearance appears like wine. So wait a second. In 3 Logan of water? A quart of yain. I'm gonna fill a yain. Nick can begin with lugan. Lugan. We see that wine is recognizable in 3 lugan. Right? We're talking about revius, which is a quarter of a lug. It's 3 lugan. Of course, can damage the mikveh. But show blood that's even more red. So show the blood's gonna be recognizable. Someone says what you can say is nick to come out. Just that argument is saying it should be recognizable. It's mamashusai shal dam. We're talking about the substance of the blood. Well, I'm not just the change of color. Ah, says, now you can't ask what my Rebbe was wondering. Nami, from Mahadi Kamin, become the Shabbat, Mamma, Nazar, Bezim, and out. Pegan, Anoshem, and Cholin of Tzad, the Chasm, Bez, Ruddy, the Old Men, Beminoi. Day in the bottle, Reed holds that when it's the same type of species, there's no nullification. Mimai, how do we know? The Silkus, in the Potty, Malakam, and the Mapamad, and Masar, on Yamikipurim, there were 2 bloods that were brought into the Kodesh HaKadosh. the blood of the bull and the blood of the he goat, and you take from both. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, it's well known, Shadam Mishal Pam Rubi Shal Sar, the blood of the bull is more than the blood of the he goat. Alma, so you see, the Mimimim, they bottled it because it says that he sprang from both. Obviously, it's like as if they both coexist, even though there's way more, and it was mixed together, even though there's way more blood of the bull than the blood of the he goat. But Abon Amri, they say, Oilin Eimavatlin Zazeh. That's simply because they're carbon oilless. They don't nullify itself. But in general, it would. Now, the problem is, Vahacho Behid Abin Min Shalei Beminai. Here, it's different species. Zavidua Shemaim Arubin Al Adam. And it's well known that water is more than the blood, but Falach Iksib Bedam. And still it says, Bedam, that it still exists. Shemaim has what it says, Kivin the Mamashusi, Nikarei Be'en. Oh, so that's what we're saying. Since the substance is recognizable, it's considered as if it still extends, still there in substance, not just in some other remnant of it. And that's the same answer that we're answering, as we said previously, because we're talking about the mamashas. And therefore there's no bittel. You know, he says about the beginning of the Gemara, Gitano, the nitchas bnei amayim mahon. Well, let's say the bird's very small, and it gets pushed away from the water. What would you say then? If Tosfos says, Tim, it's a wonder. Alibi d'man kamen bayle. According to which opinion are we asking the question? That is, ilir bishmol. If according to Bishmol Bishit, the apostle obviously means invalid. The habayi shei adam tzi b'nikin means that the blood of the bird should be recognizable. And ilir abanan holikapti ahekamam. They're not particular about the recognition in the water. So what's the question? Of course, it's going to be good. Says the minir the habayi. This when we say this question, loy loshet sveik. It's not like a terminology of like we're not sure. Ilir shei temei al debri bishmol. Rather, it was a wonder in the words of Bishmol, that it says, Revi is loyum dam tzi b'nika behem, that when there's a Revi is of water, you're always going to recognize the blood of the bird. Iva pam she nika shamay matchanaisa, but sometimes it's not recognizable because the water pushes it away, can get down like a very small bird. Upam she namayim nika, and then sometimes the water is not recognizable, because then g'day look when it's a very large bird. So essentially the question was, v'hechikim the rabbanon, how did the rabbis know to evaluate the shirab tzipur, to evaluate with this tzipur, she demon, as if the blood's always going to recognize the Revius. Sometimes it's going to be too much blood, sometimes it's going to be too little blood. Don't be the Rosh Hashanah, like we find in the first paragraph of Hashanah, that you give them an alf. Do Rabbanah really know? Like between a third or a little less than a third? Amalei said to him, Lav Minlach, didn't I tell you? Don't take your life out of halacha. That's the way halacha is. It's exacting black and white in certain categories, and yeah, it's going to make a difference, even when I owed a difference. And that's also, we did the tzipur, and that's the way the halacha is in reverse of order. So rather, the pasuk changed its understanding. Using the word offer as afer, what do you mean? This is not it's not the same, you're using, instead of saying afer, you're using offer, to tell you gzer shava. She says, Tamil Rabbi, it's a wonder to my teacher, Vachishinohu, Shanikra, afer, offer. Is that really such a deviation that you're calling ashes, dirt, I mean, using an iron instead of an aleph? But we have many sources like that. We have Pasuk Malachim Beis, where Yisuf Isa ben Nachal Kidron, they burnt it in Nachal Kidron, the Yudik La'ofer, and they smashed it to offer. It's not offer, it's afer. We have a Pasuk in the bottom. The Ekos Isa Tochen Heit of Adash Adak La'ofer. I'm gonna hit him, grinding him very finely until so thin that it's gonna be turned into dust. Not dust, it's gonna be into ashes. That's what you can say is, no, essentially, Nasus Efer al Deis Efer, there where it didn't become ashes through burning. So, they just needed to be ground. So, yeah, Nikran Afer, that could be called dirt. And therefore, it used it with an iron. But the cow, the Paraduma, Ikar Mitzvah Sreifasla Efer, the primary mitzvah is to burn it to ashes, which therefore it should have used an aleph, and it is considered changing it when using iron. Ava Pishim, Hoyusham Udan, even though if there would be some pieces, they would grind the Kedis Vizavri. But still, Lamaisa could not pegim the para that Nisrafa was burnt, chayft maisa b'makas, it would smash it with sticks, mishum udin shlenaso eifer, because if there were certain pieces, remnants that were not turned to ashes, but mir ikam mitzvah sifas leifer, prime mitzvah of burning it was to ashes, and therefore, yes, it is considered shina kasa b'mashmoy, unlike those pesukim. Next test master, begin to gemara, shina kasa b'mashmoy, the same divrei maschil, pasuk changed in its wording. Tesis tem, it's a wonder, because of this considered change. Therefore, that's why according to Beis Hillel, it changed it, to tell you that Efer is called Offer. So that's not considered a change, that is the same word. But Shem says, no, Tadish Mamani, we learn it both, that it's the same, and also that we changed it. Why didn't it say the primary word? So, and therefore, that's why the Gemara is saying that it would tell us this, Kizer Shalom.